live 5 minutes, the prophetess. The finished work of Christ, episode 747, 747. Sorry for all the noise in the background, God. I'm at the airport and I'm doing the podcast. We finished with Point Nwahi in Jesus' campaign. And we're now going to Nairobi, Kenya for 2 campaigns. And we have airports. So if you hear all the noise, please pardon me. We have been talking about the death of Christ. Let's go for our good news scripture for what we think all the good. And that is 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. And he says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you received, and wherein you stand, by which also you sit. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believe in vain," always pause here, "save not believe in vain, because you believe in the resurrection from the dead." Then he continues, "Like delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures." So we're looking at the scriptures and looking at how Christ died. When we say scriptures, we mean the Old Testament. So we've gone there already, we've done that. If you are now hearing me for the first time, then please, you have a box of gold to go and dig for. Just go into the archives and dig. Okay, so we've been talking about Proverbs 4:20 that says, "My son, daughter inclusive, pay attention to my word." And we know what, how we're going to do that. We're going to lower attention on social media and on other things that vie for attention and make God's word our priority. So Jesus was with his disciples in Mark 11, and then he saw a fig tree, wanted fruit. There was none there. He went to the tree and cursed it. And then the Bible says that they came back and said, "Master, Master, the fig tree you cursed is dead." Then Jesus said something profound in Mark 11:23. He said, "Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea." Hey, who is going to say, speak to mountains? Who's going to be a mountain mover? God didn't say the pastor. He said you. Every born again believer. Yes, we have gone into Revelation 5 and we've seen that we have been called to be kings and priests. I think in Revelation 1:5 rather, kings and priests. Kings and kings. How do you, the king is going to dominate with his words. So there is a part of Christianity that's got to do with saying good. So in the previous episode I talked about how you need to have integrity when it comes to your words, that you must mean what you say and say what you mean, and that when you don't do that, there is a link between your mouth and your heart, and your heart will now not bear you witness, because he knows, after all, we cannot take your words to the bank. And so very important, if you are going to be the one who's speaking to mountains, then you begin this way. Now in the previous episode I also spoke about meditation on the word, because we said when the sower went out to sow in Matthew 13, the seed fell, some fell by the wayside, birds of the air, the devil came and snatched it. Some fell in among stones, stony ground, and he said they didn't have root in themselves. So although they enjoyed the word, they had no root in themselves. And I said you don't have roots when you don't meditate on the word. Many people don't know how to meditate on the word. They read the Bible but they do not meditate. But look at Joshua, who was going as a general, going to fight the enemy and bring God's people to into their promised land. Then Joshua 1:8, God said to him, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night." What's the meaning of that? Book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you will meditate on it day and night. There is an aspect of meditating on the word. People read the word, but hardly do people meditate, because meditation takes a lot of effort and a lot of time. And so we'll rather gloss over the word and then move on. But meditation is so important if you are going to be the kind of Christian who would be seeing the scripture, and it will come to pass. You are so blessed. Tomorrow we'll go in depth into that. So share this with somebody and we'll come back again tomorrow. Bye-bye. I love you so much. Bye.